Welcome to Palcast, your creator national podcast.
Episode 88. Welcome, GNN fans, to another episode of God Network News, the podcast that tells you what God's doing around the world. Not what CNN tells you, but what GNN tells you is going on in the world. If you're tired of listening to all of that crisis network news and you want to hear what God's doing, well, give us a listen. Greetings again, God Network News fans. We have another exciting story from our friend Shefan from Africa as he shares about how education helps to bring an openness to the gospel amongst the tribes that he was working with there, and how a number of workers working with him utilized education, bringing in education, bringing it as a felt need of the people, focusing on that and bringing the gospel through that means. They're showing how it really opened up people's hearts because they had found a felt need that the people were really desiring, that their young people would have greater education, better education than they had ever had, and thus a better future. And so bringing that to the people, they realized, hey, these folks really love us, really want to help us. We should listen to what they have to say about God. And so that really opened up their hearts, and they saw a movement of churches planted that are growing and thriving till today. So Shefan is telling us this news story about how the church is growing and multiplying amongst this people group in Africa.
God Network News fans, we're here again for another exciting story from our brother Shefan. And all of these stories, you will see links to them, incredible links of people, characters in the story, events and things like that. And it's just amazing to see that, like a mosaic, God painting a picture or weaving a beautiful carpet that tells a story of what he is doing amongst these very remote people groups. So, Shefan, you were mentioning about this brother who eventually became one of your healthcare workers. Tell us about where he came from and what did he end up becoming and doing.
So his name was João. João became our first healthcare worker that we trained in our primary healthcare programs. But before he got to become our primary healthcare worker, I want to tell the story of how he learned. We taught him to read and write. Right from the beginning. So my wife and I went to live in the village. So we sort of dislocated. We were generally in the same area, but we located from where we were to go and live right in the village with the Aluawe people in the delta as a family. And our main thing was to respond to the issue of education. And this had come about during a time of prayer and fasting. We were reading as a team Isaiah 58, the prayer that the fast that God has chosen. And from it, God had spoken to my wife very clearly about breaking the yoke of bondage. Yeah. And the yoke of bondage being ignorance, ignorance because there's no education, or the worldview is influenced by animism, which means that people can't see what God has made clearly because their worldview is distorted. And that education will break that yoke because people will begin to see clearly what God has created and how it's for His pleasure.
Yeah, that's right.
Creation and ourselves were created for His pleasure. So we moved, and by this time, my wife and my children, my three girls, had prepared a book, which was the first reader, which was a story which I told my girls. Mm-hmm. So it's an African folk tale, mm-hmm. which I told my girls. So one of my girls had retold it in the local language, in the mm-hmm. Sena language. And out of that, they had built a vocabulary, words from the story. So then they had cards, which were just letters of the alphabet,
right.
and then certain words, first of all, just simple words, you know, with three letters or less or more, you know, mm-hmm. that sort of thing, building up into whole sentences. So we had, which my wife and my daughters built a whole thing, a package that.
Yeah, curriculum.
Curriculum, yeah. So we went and we lived in the village. The kids loved it because there was nothing. The chief had cried out to us, said, "We want to be education to come here. Mm-hmm. We never had school ourselves, but we will not allow our children to die in the same ignorance that we have lived in. So mm-hmm. please bring education." So the kids loved it. And they had no sense of time. So if we say to them, "Come tomorrow morning for more lessons," tomorrow morning for them meant about, you know, 4:30 or 5 o'clock. You know, say, "Hello, we've come back," and it's only 4 o'clock. But you know, we didn't mind. That's what we had been there. We'd gone there for. So my wife would get out and give them the cards, and they would get going. And you could hear them, you know, sitting outside because these were grass huts. We lived in grass huts,
wow.
so the walls were not soundproof.
Wow.
So you would hear while you are trying to, you know, catch your early morning sleep. You would hear the chorus of kids reading like that.
Fun.
Now, one of them, this Joao particularly, was so bright, and I'm ever so thankful to God because he was a tremendous encouragement to us. Because in a space of about 4 or 5 days, Joao could read the alphabet from A to Z.
Wow! In just a few days.
In a few days, and then you know, in a few days more, he worked out that if he took some letters of the alphabet and put them together, they could actually they produced a word.
Yeah.
So you'd have words like Abba because he had got A, B, and A.
Yeah.
And my wife had already prepared the vocabulary from the primer,
right.
so he was doing it already himself
yeah.
before he was, you know, before he was introduced to this. So my wife introduced this to him, so he had the words. Then he discovered that if he put together the words, he could form sentences.
Wow.
So before long, he was reading these sentences. And then he made this interesting discovery that everything that he had, all these letters of the alphabet that he had, were the same letters that are in the Bible. That's what we read in the Bible.
Right.
So when he discovered that, he said to me, "Uncle," they called me uncle, all the kids called me uncle. They said, "Can you teach me to read?" I said, "Read what?" He said, "I want to read the Bible." So I sat down with him and showed him, and he's, you know, he was reading, and we were reading the Gospel of John together.
Yeah.
By the time we were finishing our that particular stint of education, which was about 6 weeks, Joao could read the Gospel of John by himself. By the way,
wow.
Joao is the equivalent of John in English.
Yeah.
So John
yeah.
could read the Gospel of John by himself.
That's great.
And he came to me one day and he said, "Can I have my own Bible?" And we were always very reluctant to give people Bibles for free, especially because
right.
sometimes they were never really valued, and you know, people just yeah. allowed them to be, you know, eaten by pigs or strewn all over the place and destroyed.
Yeah.
But for Joao, I couldn't resist the fact that you know he was such an excellent reader. So I gave him the Bible. I said to him, "I'll give it to you on one condition." I said, "When you are reading, always make sure that you are reading it aloud. And always make sure that there is someone listening." He said, "Oh, that's not a problem, because my brother-in-law is the one who said I should come and ask you, because he wants me to read to him."
Oh,
his brother-in-law
okay.
was one of the leaders in the church.
Whoa,
so great. I said, "Okay, then make sure that the whole family is there." Well, his brother-in-law came to me afterwards and said, no, it's not the whole family. Because people were, just the fact that their own was reading the word of God in their mother tongue astounding enough. It wasn't just the family that was listening.
Yeah.
All their neighbors would come every evening sit around the fire, and João will be off reading the Gospel of John to his
amazing
family members and his neighbors.
That's amazing.
It was incredible. It was such an encouraging thing to see this.
Yeah.
And as I said earlier on, when later on we decided that the best way to meet the health needs of the people was to have our own primary health care school. We had a doctor come from Liverpool who is a tropical medicine specialist.
Wow.
He came and trained them. And guess who was one of our students in that school? It was João. He went back to his village and became the very first primary health care worker in the village.
That's amazing. And then it turns around to the past story that you talked about.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
That's exciting. Thank you so much, Stefan. I think that we're starting to hear some of the same storms that were happening probably in that jungle during the story happening here. So thank you so much for sharing that amazing story and how it links together with all of these others. This has been an incredible time together with you, and I'm sure our audience with God Network News is really inspired and has just been glued to the next podcast and the next podcast so that they could hear the rest of the story. So thank you so much, Stefan, for sharing this part of your life and your journey.
Thank you so much, Calvin. It's been fun. I've enjoyed this. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, great.